Thank you all very much for your contributions and hard work, whether you understood the questions or not. I think you kind of got to the answers in the end. So thank you. Now I'd like to hand over to Andrea to just say a few words to pull it together from the Arts Council's behalf. Thank you.
Hi, I haven't got my badge. I'm Andrea Stark. I'm an exec director for Arts Council England. And I'm here because I want to be part of the first conversation. And I think today was the first conversation about an area that for many of us has remained kind of sideways conversations that you have in the pub afterwards, or conversations that you have between your own interest groups. And this is the first time. And, you know, it's okay as a first conversation that we, let's not over-engineer it. Let's just, like, start talking to each other. It's completely okay that we've been talking like this. We've been talking here. We've been using the blackboard. Because it is the first conversation. For Arts Council, this conversation is going to become the beginning of our heartland. This, in terms of what Barbara pointed out yesterday, is going to be one of our drivers for what we do, who we are, how we invest our money, and how we work going forward. And I wouldn't want you to underestimate the kind of impact this is having on us as people, and the kind of impact it's having on how we are shaping our ideas with you for the future. I think the second point to make is that you'd be relieved to hear that we don't have all of the answers. And it isn't just a fact of us becoming a smaller, leaner, more bijou organisation going forward, that we want to work with you. It's because we need your acumen. We need your ideas and your generosity. And, you know, we've talked a lot about we're in it together. Well, we are in it together, actually. And it is about how do we put on the table our particular skills and capabilities to do the big project. And I think the big project for me, and what makes me thrilled and excited, is to make sure that we have in the UK, because it's what's really nice about this event is it's potentially it's a UK event, we have in the UK an unbridled and a kind of untouchable position in terms of how we treat, nurture, celebrate, support our talent. And I think if we can do the big project, and yeah, I know there's going to be less money, but as Anthony said, we're going to have some money. And some of this, as we've just discussed today, isn't about just the money. It is about our acumen and our shared ability to work together and to use the assets we've got between us. And they're not just the buildings. It's the, you know, it's what we've got here. It's what we've got in our hands. So it's the first conversation. We will want to continue this conversation. So we want you to input it through the rest of the next few days, and we will be pulling that together. But what we've done today is it's put an extra push, an extra bit of momentum, certainly from Arts Council England's point of view, about when we bring out the results of our consultation. And as Barbara said yesterday, it couldn't be a more opportune time for us to be having this first conversation. So, it's the first conversation, it's not the last conversation, but it's beholding on all of us to continue the conversation within our circles. And as Barbara said to me in the coffee break, you know, it's like we've just dropped a pebble in the pond, haven't we? And we can see the ripples. So it's beholding on all of us to continue on the conversation now. And we will make sure from an Arts Council perspective that we do what we're good at, which is to look at how we can take that bigger overview across the country, how we can convene further conversations. But let's go away today thinking there is a big project. It involves all of us. We all have our part to play. And we won't contemplate failure. We're going to celebrate its success. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Andrea. And I'd like to thank Arts Council England and Creative Scotland for making this conversation possible. But there are just a few other thank yous that I'd like to make. Sally Cowling, wherever you are, Sally, you've done an extraordinary job of pulling everybody together. It's been a really, really well-structured group of people in this conversation. So I think it's been really rich for that. So thank you. And thank you to Faith, too, for, you know, working with so closely with Sally to kind of create this conversation. And also the team at Festivals Edinburgh. Sarah Begg has been amazing behind the scenes, as have Catherine and Carrie today and yesterday. So thank you very much. Thank you to Amplified for all that you've been doing quietly back there. It's going to give us a real platform for pulling all the information together. And please do keep adding stuff up onto that site. And to all the panelists, all the voices that we've heard, and as I said at the beginning yesterday, this was only going to be as good as the people that were here. So thank you for your very honest, frank, and authentic contributions throughout the course of the 2 days. There is going to be pizza and beer downstairs for anybody who wants to stay behind. So thank you. And I'm going to...